Welcome to this practice of Yoga Nidra on the eve of a beautiful dark moon. And as we come to take the practice, begin by making sure that you really are warm, that you really are comfortable, knowing that there is no rush. And so taking the time that you need to make sure the head is properly supported, the arms and the legs are fully relaxed, and that you are able then to settle as we come to take this practice of Yoga Nidra, celebrating the opportunity for stillness, contemplation, and new beginnings at this time of the lunar cycle. And as you take those final adjustments to be as comfortable as you can be, allow yourself to enter into this stillness now. And as the body becomes still and the breath becomes steady, imagine that you could look down on yourself and see yourself. See yourself in the position and place that you are resting. See yourself on this earth. And see yourself with great kindness. Notice what you are carrying. Any longings that you have. And see yourself fully and clearly, knowing that things are always changing for you. And feel now that each breath takes you deeper into your wisdom, as though you were able to travel on the vehicle of the breath, deep into the body, deep into your inner wisdom, and to ask for guidance, to allow yourself to be open and receptive to the inner wisdom that lies within you. And become aware of the whole body. Feel the whole body as though it were an expansive lake, a shimmering pool of water. Feel the whole body. And feel the stillness of the body. Imagine now, as we journey around the body, that small drop of water comes from the air and lands onto the body, onto this expansive lake. And feel each drop of water land. Feel the ripple that occurs, starting with the crown of the head. Feeling a drop of water land here and feeling the ripple across the top of the head. A drop of water at the space between the eyebrows and feeling the eyebrows themselves, the forehead, the temples, and the skin around the eyes broaden as though feeling the ripple from that drop of water. Feel a drop of water at the throat and the expansiveness of the throat. And feel a drop of water land at the heart center, at the navel. At the pubis bones. And at the perineum. Feel the whole of the body, as though this expansive lake were beginning to dance with these little drops of water. And imagine now a drop of water on the right shoulder, the right upper arm, the right elbow, the right forearm, and the right wrist. Feel a drop of water landing on the top of the hand. A drop of water resting in the palm of the hand. And then tiny drops of water on the right hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. Take the awareness up the inside of the right arm, feeling drops of water on the inner right wrist and the elbow and at the armpit. Feel the whole right arm shimmering and dancing. And take the awareness to the left shoulder. And imagine a drop of water lightly disturbing the stillness here. And a drop of water on the left upper arm, the elbow, the forearm, and the wrist. Feeling a drop of water rest on the back of the hand, in the palm of the hand, and the left hand thumb. A drop of water on the index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. Feeling the whole left hand and traveling the awareness up the inner left arm to the inner wrist and forearm, elbow, upper arm, and the armpit. Both arms now shimmering and dancing. Tiny drops of water. And take the awareness back to the heart space. And allow a drop of water to rest at the tip of the left breast. And back to the center of the heart space and across to the tip of the right breast and back to the center of the heart space as though the whole front of the chest were beginning to shimmer with ripples of movement and dance and being aware of a drop of water at the right shoulder blade and the left shoulder blade. A drop of water across the lower back. A drop of water at the side waist, right and left. And a drop of water just beneath the belly button. Allow a drop of water to land lightly on the right hip and onto the front of the right thigh, the right knee, the right shin and ankle, the top of the foot, the heel of the foot, and a drop of water on the right big toe. And the second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and little toe. Feeling the whole right foot shimmering with drops of water. And allow these drops now to land onto the back of the right ankle, the calf, the back of the knee, and the back of the thigh. And a drop of water at the right buttock. Feeling the whole right leg. And taking the awareness to the left hip. A drop of water lands here. And onto the front of the left thigh, the left knee, the left shin, and a drop of water at the left ankle, and the top of the foot, and the heel of the foot, and a drop of water landing at the left big toe. Second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and little toe. The whole left foot. And then moving to the back of the left ankle, a splash of water here. And the back of the calf and knee and the back of the thigh, left buttock, feeling the whole left leg, the whole right leg, and both legs together, feeling the whole left arm, the whole right arm, both arms together. And have a sense now of the whole body, that the stillness of this expansive lake has lightly been unsettled with little dots of water, creating light and movement. And as you feel the whole of the body, become aware of the sensations of stillness. Although these drops of water may have caused ripples on the surface, beneath the surface there is still a deep stillness. And breathe into that stillness now. As though that stillness were your path to your inner wisdom. And each breath allows you to go a little bit deeper. A little bit deeper. A little bit deeper into the stillness. And imagine now that each breath in is a cooling breath, as though you were breathing in the sensation of cool air and allowing it to move through the body. And the breath out is a breath of fire. Breathing in the feeling of coolness. Breathing out fire. And feel that the coolness of the breath in is creating the opportunity for the breath out, the breath of fire. Allow yourself to be taken into this cool energy, the feeling of calm, the feeling of quiet, the feeling of simply waiting for guidance to emerge, not pushing or striving or straining. And notice how the body can feel. Notice areas of the body that may feel cool and areas of the body that may feel warm. Exploring the feelings of cool, perhaps a bit cold, and the feelings of warmth, of heat. And move between the two. Without pushing one away and only wanting the other, feeling the feelings of warmth and coolness together. And now become aware of a feeling of heaviness, as though the space around you was like a very heavy duvet simply encasing you. And feel the body surrender. No need to fight. Allowing yourself just to be held in the heavy warmth of this cosmic duvet. Notice a feeling of lightness, perhaps as though you were the first glimpse of the moon as she emerges from the dark, a glimpse of light in the body. Heavy, light, heavy. Light, feeling both of these sensations as they arise and fall. And become aware of sounds you can hear around you and of your breath. And take a moment now to listen to that deep stillness within you. The heart is calling. Your inner wisdom wants your attention. Listen. Make the intention now to continue to listen, to continue to return to this place of great stillness, knowing that whatever ripples are occurring on the surface, there is always a great stillness deep within. And become aware of the breath. And start to count each breath. Start from 10 and count down each breath. Know that if you lose count, just start again. And if you come to the end of the count, just start again at 10. counting each breath as though you were guiding yourself back to a quiet awareness and attentiveness to the breath, beginning to guide yourself back as we come to the end of this new moon practice of Yoga Nidra. And if you are still counting the breath, just let go of any numbers and begin to make each breath a little bit longer and fuller, as though each breath is an opportunity now to come back to a more everyday state of waking, so that with your conscious awareness, you move out of the state of Yoga Nidra, you come back to a state of waking, which perhaps feels a little bit different than the state you were in before the practice. And as each breath guides you back to this state, you may begin to feel the urge to move the body, to perhaps sigh and yawn and stretch and move. And so taking your time to begin to bring that life back into the body. Whenever you are ready, you might like to roll onto your side, rest here for a few moments, and come to sitting when you are ready. Namaste.